You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Boston's busing crisis during the 1970s is a topic that a pair of filmmakers has decided to revisit. Their new film, The Walk, premiered this month. It's a fictionalized story of two Boston families affected by busing. Aside from being based on a true story, the filmmakers, Dan Adams and George Powell, are both from Boston and personally experienced some of the impact of desegregation. They also began collaborating on films in an unlikely place. They met while they were both incarcerated in a Massachusetts prison. They've joined us to talk about this. Welcome to Morning Edition. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Deb.
Hi, George.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, good. Well, let's start with the film. As we said, it's the story of two families, two different perspectives, really, on Boston's busing crisis. And I want to play a clip here. This is a scene where actor Terrence Howard, who plays concerned father Lamont Harris, tells his daughter Wendy Harris, played by Lovie Simone, that they've been notified she'll be bused from her Roxbury neighborhood to a predominantly white high school in South Boston. And this is how 18-year-old Wendy reacts.
What am I going to do? They hate us.
You're right. They're going to call you every name possible. And liberal Massachusetts ain't no better than Confederate Alabama. But there is nothing that you can't handle.
So that line, liberal Massachusetts is no better than Confederate Alabama. Who wrote that line? Dan? George? Who wrote that line?
George.
I did. I wrote it.
Yeah?
I wish I could take credit for that one.
Yeah, I did.
And so do you think that it's still true here in Massachusetts?
I think we've come a long way, but in certain extent, yes, as far as the economic value in the two communities are so far apart. Alabama, the poverty level is just as low as it is in Massachusetts. So yes, it's still the same. As far as family and as far as the communities of racial tension, that has definitely grew better. That has definitely improved.
There's still, to me, a great deal of racism and bigotry in Massachusetts that I've just experienced. But yeah, I think we have come a long way. I mean, part of the evidence is the new mayor.
Now, Dan, you were already a filmmaker when you were sentenced to 21 months in prison in 2011. And you went to correct me if I'm wrong here, but I read you went to the Suffolk County Jail, Walpole, which was notorious, and the Old Colony Correctional Center during your incarceration. So how and where did you two meet?
Well, OCC, the Old Colony, is where we met. When I got there, everybody knew what I had done. I had done a bunch of, you know, Hollywood movies already, and I was sort of the Hollywood guy, and a lot of the especially the mafia guys, they all decided that their life stories was worth a movie, and they all had their, you know, I was walking the yard getting pitched, and and it got so bad that I didn't have any peace, and so I was like, look, I can't write all these stories. So if you guys think you have a story, write it yourself. I'm going to be in the library every Sunday, and I'll teach you guys how to write a screenplay. George found out about this, and he was the only guy who didn't want to write about himself, but he said, I have all these stories in my head, and I want to get them out. And his writing was extraordinary. So we just kept meeting every Sunday.
This was the first time, right, George,
yes,
that you sort of got involved in film? I mean,
writing, period, yes.
Huh. So what do you think it was that inspired you?
I went to the hole in prison. I was in the hole in prison. And, you know, in the hole in prison, all they give you
is... Which is solitary confinement.
Yeah, solitary confinement, correct. Mm-hmm. They give you a pen and paper. And I was just laying down. And it might sound weird, but I started hearing, like, voices. And I just started writing down what the voices were saying. And it came out to a story. And just like when I write, it's like people, I just hear it. Dan just like showed me the whole structure and gave me an understanding of structure and tempo and pace.
Folks listening to this might think, how can creativity flourish in such a dismal place as a prison?
Believe it or not, in prison, you really see the human side of people and you see the animalistic side of people. You see both things. So you get a perspective of the world in a smaller community.
Just historically, art and creativity have always been spurred on by oppression.
Is it surreal to be watching this film now and doing media interviews about it? Like, you know, especially when you think of how your collaboration started.
The funny thing is, since I met Dan, I've been writing. I said, yo, you know, be going to Hollywood. That was like the passion. It's like, so when I came home and it was like, when I went to Emerson, I got into Emerson and I did the screenwriting program in Emerson. Well, that's probably one of the only time in my life, if not the only time in my life, that I had complete tunnel vision. When I flew down to New Orleans, because that's where we filmed it, and I got on set, they said I'm right on set. It was like, I love it. That's when it became real.
And like, you said, that's me. That's me.
It was like, whoa, right on set, man. That was a beautiful, that's like a moment of like, you exhale. That was an exhaling moment.
Why is the Boston busing story an important one to tell?
It's not only a story that happened in history, it still affects us today because a lot of people is traumatized over that. And I'm hoping through the movie and this conversation and other, it opens more conversations that maybe we could reach back as a city to the kids that's been affected. And look at the urban community now, it's like, you see the violence, you see this, you see that, but a lot of it stems from the past. Until we put an explanation or put an acknowledgement of what went wrong, how could you make the present right?
To me, the busing situation in Boston in 1974 was a perfect microcosm to illustrate the mentality of what's going on today. For some reason, all this racism and bigotry that has been, we thought we were making progress, but it seems like it was just lurking under the surface.
Any future collaborations planned yet?
We got to do the next one. We got one on deck. But, you know, we got to show Boston that Boston's like New York. Boston's a melting pot now. And we need to tell the Black and Brown story of Boston that's haven't been told in feature films. Like, really tell our community stories.
Filmmakers George Powell and Dan Adams, their new film is The Walk. Thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for sharing the story.
Yeah, Deb, thank you very much.